We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit ElkhornComputer.com, then give us a call. ElkhornComputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Crossover! Crossover!
Oh, killer crossover!
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Does it not kind of feel like, John and Josh, you almost have to have like two separate conversations about how you would predict this weekend?
Absolutely.
With Martinez and without Martinez?
Absolutely. Like, and you can say that about every game this year.
Honestly, there's a question. The rest of the season. It feels like there should be like on 1620, we talk about the season with Martinez, but on 1180, at the exact same time in an alternate universe, we're projecting the season in these games without Martinez, because it's literally that different to me.
Yes, it is. And people will think I'm nuts, but that it wouldn't be the first time.
If you are insane.
If you are nuts,
if
man.
If it's Bunch, the rest of the...
Frost is better than Saban.
Well, that I still buy. No. But if it's Bunch the rest of the way, those projections that we're seeing on the analytics sites like ESPN's Football Power Index and SB Nation... Take the under.
Under.
Take the under.
Bet the under.
I mean, it is just, don't you think, and a line of 18 tells me Martinez, like at this point, Vegas doesn't think Martinez is going to play. Or do you think that's a line of like Martinez
well,
going to play?
That's now, a good question.
Of course.
Heck of a question.
There were some early lines in
look ahead,
midsummer.
Look ahead action.
That I thought had I thought had Michigan in about this. Yeah, I did get caught looking ahead.
Yeah, let me see if I can
find those. Think it was about the same. It was around 16 points, or someone estimated what a line would
be. Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. And then
it was plus 14.
Okay,
in
but
the summer.
That was before we really knew what Nebraska had in Martinez.
Yeah.
Summer.
But the under.
Even if Martinez does play, we don't know how effective he'll be. Will he be limited?
Remember, and not to do the whole thing because their last name is both Martinez, but remember Taylor Martinez at the end of his freshman year, just how different he
wasn't
looked.
Even close wasn't, to the same dude.
Yeah. No. And the offense wasn't the close to being the same as it was the first four games. So, yeah,
it feels like right now there should it's so far there's such a big difference.
Well, and again, it goes back to if you have to have a dynamic mobile quarterback in this offense, it's that important. Unless you have somebody that can, is really good, really good decision maker with a great arm.
Was the decision not to run Bunch because he can't run, or was the decision because Frost felt like we don't have to run Bunch to beat Troy?
I didn't think he looked like that great of a runner, did you?
It looked like one of those plays where he was surprised he was had so much room.
Right. Kind of like
that
when
he started juking out ghosts and
stuff.
Kind of
like when you're
like, ghosts, I'm on to you.
Yeah, like when you see an NFL quarterback all of a sudden break into the open field. It's I have
seriously,
room to run.
He like started making moves. You're like, Bunch, no one's there. Just run, dude.
Just go run. Straight.
You catch the ball and you're so wide open in basketball, and then you just chuck it and it goes into the, the stands.
But that's right. That's what I just was.
Take that, ghost.
Was the game plan a product of a lack of confidence in Bunch or a lack of respect for Troy?
I think the former. I think Bunch.
It's the first.
That's kind of what I think too.
And I think that's how they played. I think they played like they didn't trust him. Yeah. You know, I think they called like they didn't trust him. They really did try to take the ball out of his.
Tell
hands.
You what, man. But this weekend, if you can't, you have to open it. Let's say Martinez out again, but you have to open it up.
And here's the thing too: is Michigan's secondary right now struggled a little bit. They haven't gotten off to as great a start as they thought they would,
right,
with that defense, and they think that plays can be had on the outside. But the problem is, are you going to trust Bunch to be able to go downfield?
And Nebraska's wide receivers have struggled this year.
Yes,
that's been
have.
A disappointing group.
Yeah, it has. But like, I think you have to say you trot Bunch out there again. I think you got it. You have to. Two things need to happen early, and I mean this. You got to take a shot vertically down the field,
mm-hmm.
and you have to run him one time. one or two times.
Bunch?
Yes. Just like, you know, when you're just to show, it's like if a, you know, basketball wise, if, you know, like Benny Parker, not guarding him, like Benny needs to step into just to prove to people, like, I will shoot this shot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what Dallas did on Sunday night. They talked about it on the broadcast. Like, they were going to take a shot early just to show that they could.
And it worked. Just to
go, Cowboys.
It comes back to the Cowboys and basketball.
And basketball.
That's what
and NASCAR.
And it's like when you turn left, man. You got to show them you'll do it. Am I right?
You got to have confidence in that in those tires.
I don't need no. You got a pit stop. Show them I got a pit crew.
If you ain't got confidence in your tires, then you ain't gonna make it.
Am I right? Can I get a hell yeah?
Having confidence in your quarterback's like having confidence in your tires.
Ridiculous. Thunder. Keys are loud.